Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Vivina with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, two prominent builders from Brisbane and Auckland are teaming up to build battery-powered ferries in the Brisbane River. South Bank CityCat Terminal could become a central charging station for electric ferries in 2026 if an emerging bid is successful. The designers predict 10 minutes of battery charge will be needed at the end of each route, with plans to shorten upstream and downstream routes.
Patients seeking access to euthanasia have been battling substantial barriers to the service due to out-of-pocket costs. Euthanasia is not currently subsidized under the Medicare benefits schedule, meaning doctors must privately bill patients. Doctors from the Queensland Voluntary Assisted Dying Working Group have proposed a standardized private billing structure, which supports a complete assessment and approval for self-administered euthanasia for the out-of-pocket cost of $860.
In national news, two men have been charged with drug trafficking offences following a vehicle stop near Newcastle. The officers seized 1.8 kilograms of methamphetamine, with an estimated value of over $1 million. Two men, aged 19 and 20, were arrested and taken to Maitland Police Station.
England women's football team, the Lionesses, have found themselves on the receiving end of a spying controversy after a training session was photographed by a helicopter. The Daily Telegraph newspaper allegedly sent a helicopter up to take images of the Lionesses from behind closed doors training sessions as they finalize plans before today's semi-final against the Matildas.
In international news, almost half of the environmental experts on the social media platform, formerly known as Twitter, have left the network in a trend following a study that found it may damage conversations surrounding climate change. The study, published in Trends in Ecology and Evolution Journal on Wednesday, found public discussions on environmental topics are dwindling due to changes on the platform. These changes include cuts to staff, content moderation, and removal of user verification and content limits.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.